From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Petey reporting. North Korea's state-run KCNA news agency refers to Tuesday's Singapore summit between leader Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump as epoch-making, opening the door to what it called a radical switchover in hostile relations. It also said both leaders agreed to the principle of step-by-step and simultaneous action in achieving peace. Ken Gause, director of the International Affairs at CNA, said Mr. Trump has adopted a bold but risky strategy that offers concessions to Pyongyang, giving it confidence and incentive to move forward.
Basically stopping the military exercises, not going for complete transparent CVID right off the bat, having a phased process. The idea is to try to lure North Korea into an engagement and a sustained investment into this process, and that will hopefully lead North Korea to start to take measures toward denuclearization.
KCNA made no mention of the country abandoning its nuclear program, and the final joint statement did not mention human rights. Although Mr. Trump said he brought it up during their 5 hours of talks, a decision disappointing but not surprising to Greg Scarlato of the Committee for Human Rights in North Korea.
How can the leader of the free world protect, secure the existence of a regime that is committing crimes against humanity? I think that is an untenable position unless we address human rights.
KCNA also indicated Mr. Trump has accepted an invitation to visit North Korea. The International Criminal Court has ordered an interim conditional release of former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba, who's been acquitted of war crimes after spending a decade behind bars. This is VOA News. Greece and Macedonia reached a historic settlement Tuesday to their decades-old dispute over the name of Macedonia, shared both by the former Yugoslav Republic and the northern region of Greece. Pending the outcome of parliamentary approvals and a referendum in Macedonia, the Balkans country will be called the Republic of North Macedonia. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras called it a good deal that covers all requirements, ending any claim Macedonia may have had on Greek territory. Macedonia's Prime Minister Zoran Zaev called it a historic solution. Athens said it will also stop blocking Macedonia's bid to join NATO and the European Union. Italy is helping to transport hundreds of African migrants to a port in Spain after refusing to allow a humanitarian vessel with over 600 people to dock at an Italian port. Frederick Pinard is director of operations for SOS Mediterranee and is on board the Aquarius.
So eventually, after 24 hours of being in standby in between Malta and Sicily, we received yesterday the instruction to sail to Valencia. And for that, we had to organize the transshipment of part of the rescued people onto two Italian governmental ships.
Tensions over the fate of the migrants erupted when French President Emmanuel Macron criticized the new Italian populist government for refusing to allow the Aquarius to dock. Spain Monday announced its intention of allowing the vessel to dock in the port of Valencia. British Prime Minister Theresa May's government defused a potential challenge in Parliament Tuesday over her plans to leave the European Union by next year, a process known as Brexit.
The ayes to the right, 324. The noes to the left, 298.
However, to get that vote, Ms. May had to concede to discussing changes, giving lawmakers some say if she fails to secure a Brexit deal with the European Union. 10 suspected jihadists were killed in central Mali Tuesday after clashes with the military in the Mopti region. Troops were said to have recovered weapons, explosive devices, and other war materials. A resident of the village of Bani said trouble began when gunmen entered the village and began firing their weapons into the air. There was no claim of responsibility. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ indices ended higher in Tuesday trading following a court approval allowing AT&T to buy Time Warner. The Dow Jones index fell slightly. U.S. consumer inflation rose modestly in May. Meanwhile, the U.S. central bank's policymakers are meeting in Washington and expected to announce another slight hike in a key interest rate known as the federal funds rate Wednesday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.